Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day you give us. Thank you for your word that we have read in Psalm 70, Lord. And we are calling upon you, Lord. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that I seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to shame and put to confusion that desire my heart. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha. Let all that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy, make haste unto me, O God, thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Let's continue to pray. Continue to trust God. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time you give us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your help and your mercy. Thank you for the salvation we have received in you and from you, Lord. Thank you for guiding us and helping us in all our ways. Thank you for the victories that we have always in you. Thank you for the work of Jesus on the cross to save us. And Lord, we thank you for your word, the guidance, the protection, the deliverance, the answer of prayer, the help, the provision. Thank you for our families, our work, our incomes, also for our children. We thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful things and wonderful achievements that you have done and you are still doing and you will continue to do in our lives. Let's now come to the Lord. Let us confess our sins and also renounce them all in the name of Jesus. Let us ask God's forgiveness to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As his words say, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you give. Cleanse your church. As we confess, renounce our sins, small or big. Receive us, Lord. Receive us, receive us, receive us. We trust you, Lord, for forgiveness, assurance of forgiveness, assurance of salvation from you, assurance of cleansing and sanctification. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Master. We bless you, Redeemer. Let's now come to God and have confidence to ask him to meet our needs, small needs or big needs, whatever problem you have, give it into the hand of the Lord. He is able and he will and he can. And sure, he will provide the needed things that we need in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answer prayers. Thank you, Lord, for confidence we have in you that whatever we ask, according to your will, you will give us and on due season, due time. Thank you for all what you have provided for us. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, O Lord. Thank you, Master. As we pray now for our families, pray for your spouse, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. It's time of prayer. Put everything into the hand of God. He is able. He is able. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the miracles that you are doing and you are going to do. Thank you for your great God, and you do wonderful things for us. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Lead us, lead us, lead us. Lead us, Master. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us. Bless our families. I pray for each husband to follow you, and I pray for the wives to be a meet helper to help and support their husband and all their going on in serving the Lord. I pray for families, parents will give instruction to the children, and they will be raised them in the fear of the Lord. I pray for all our children. Lord, I pray for that. Put the fear of God in their lives in the name of Jesus. You make a way, Lord. You answer our prayers. Blessing upon each and every family. I pray for worship every day to be heard in every family, Lord. I pray each family will expand the gospel, Lord, to continue to preach the gospel to the people around us. Oh, Lord, make a way. Thank you, Master. Salvation for the members who are not yet saved from each and every family. Answer the prayers of the family. You make a way, Lord. Let's pray now. Pray for your job, the place that we are working. Let's pray that God shall prosper all these places. And Lord, blessing upon all these places of work that we are located. I pray, Lord, that your name will be magnified and glorified in our lives there, that each and every one of us to be good examples to others, and to persevere in giving your word, persevere in doing the work, the task well, salvation for our bosses and the people that we are working with. Blessing upon each, every company and place of work. I pray for that all these places to have good income and resources so that they continue to give what's due for our brethren from salaries and income so that they can bring to you their tithes and offering and their first fruit to you, Lord. You make a way, O God. You are a great God. You'll be the one to make a way, O Lord, that things will go well. Let's pray now also for all the surroundings around us. Let's pray for our friends, contacts, and colleagues, neighbors, relatives, people that we meet every day in our daily life, and people that we meet also in the media, that we can impart the gospel to them. Lord, we pray that you use all these relationships that we have and the contacts. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that through them that we can save people, oh God, through all this communication and contacts, that people will come to know you and to follow you and to walk in your ways, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your help and your support, oh God. Thank you for the opportunities that you give us to evangelize. We pray for salvations to flow through us to all these people that in contact with, that they will hear your word and the instructions in the name of Jesus. You make a way, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your helping us. You are guiding us from all this, from all what we are in, oh Lord, to bring you glory, to bring souls to you, to set good examples to others, and to give instruction, timely instruction, lead us to the right people that you, who are heeding you, who are submissive to your will, who are willing to come to the knowledge of Christ, you make available. Let's pray for the nations of Sri Lanka, that they will be improved economically. And Lord, bless our brethren there in Sri Lanka, help them provide their needs, O Lord, even as they are struggling, Lord, in their life. You help them, O God. I pray for better income. I pray for the country to be restored back to what it was, in the name of Jesus. We pray for also the nation of Ukraine. We pray for the war to stop there, Lord. Stop the war and don't allow any nuclear weapon to be used there, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you protect all our loved ones there in Ukraine, provide for them, spare them the war, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for one another. If you know any brother or sister having a problem, let's pray that God will provide, God will help, God will heal, God will do miracles. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time of prayer. Thank you, Lord, you have taken our burden and you answer us even by faith. We receive answer prayers for all our requests, O God. Let's now pray for this country, UAE, that God has placed his church and the extension of this church to the other countries, to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, also Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Armenia. Lord, bless all the extension that you allow your church in all these places, O God. We pray for the prosperity of all these countries. We pray, Lord, that you will be able to have all our needs, our logistic needs, our official, our whatever offices we need, official documents, you will allow, O God. You will allow all the formalities, the things that need authentication, legalization. You will provide for us in full, in the name of Jesus. You will help us and you will guide us. And you will support us and you will strengthen us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it all be done. O God, help us to be a good example to the people around us. We pray for salvation for those in the government authority, in the cabinet. We pray that they will know you through our lives. In the name of Jesus, that we pray that you reveal yourself to them in dream and vision. We commit ourselves to evangelize. We commit ourselves to pray for them. We pray for all the non-believers. We pray for that you reveal yourself to them. We commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations of the country so that we'll be setting good example. We do all what we can to abide with the rules, O God, that we need to obey and apply in our lives. Help us and guide us, stabilize us, provide for us whatever injustice, abuse, taking advantage. You will be the one to help us to overcome all these difficulties. Help us, Lord, to pay whatever due of tax, whatever things that we need to pay, Lord, provide for us so that we can pay on time and we'll be safe from any troubles, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. As we bring our tithes and offering to you, Lord, and first of all, you will open the windows of heaven and bless us. You will pour us so much blessing and you You will be the one to rebuke all the devourers in our life. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray now. Pray for yourself. Pray to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. I commit myself, Lord, to reproduce more fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, generosity, humility. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce all this fruit of the Holy Spirit, and we commit ourselves to serve you, giving our life in full to you in the name of Jesus. Help us and guide us, support us, and strengthen us with your grace and your mercy. O Lord, O Redeemer, we magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Bless the church. Help the church to grow. Bless the vision of the church that will give us multiplication, peace with implementing the whole will of God, that you will also add to us this year multiple things, O God. You will help us to persevere. You will help us to do the work of yours. Bless, O Lord, all the Bible study, multiply it, multiply the congregation and Lord, and all the members to be refilled with the Holy Ghost, that you will go and save you with the spiritual gifts, the message of wisdom, the message of knowledge, the gift of evangelizing, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of prophesying, pastoring, and teaching, and whatever skills we need. You will provide for us. We pray for more people to get water baptized, more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray also for all the ministries, the worship ministry, bless it, the prayer ministry of the church, bless the publication and translation ministry, bless the language that the church, Lord, now using English, Tagalog, Hindi, and Urdu, and Punjabi, and also, Lord, the Arabic language, add to us other Afrikaans language, add to us more languages, O God, and more nations and more continents. Help us to reach more cities and countries, Lord, for your name to be glorified and magnified. O God, bless all the children and the youth ministry, Lord. We pray for all parents to care for their children and their youth, O Lord, in the fear of yours, to raise them. O God, bless the farming ministry, bless the church clinic, bless our church school. Help us to reach families and help us to reach more children who are away from you, Lord. Bless the church banking. Bless all the ministries that we are doing for you. Bless our website and use it for your glory. Bless our worship today. Bless you pray for our worship. Bless our worship, O God. Bless our prayers. Bless the songs that we will sing to you. Bless our voices. Bless the message. Anointed, O God. We pray, Lord, for the recording. Bless this recording, O God. Use it mightily in the name of Jesus. Use it, O God, to reach the rest of our church congregations, our Bible study, our individual members. Use it to reach other people who are away from you, O God. Use it to reach brethren, O God, who need your word. We thank you, God. Thank you for this wonderful time. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. That's all we ask and pray in this name. Amen and amen. Let us all stand so we'll worship the Lord. Let us stand in His presence. Time for worship.
Oh. Thank you. because you have called us to be yours. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the family that you have given us. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We are a family, so Lord, with us. We bless your name, holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Once more, O Lord Jesus, we welcome you in our hearts. And we ask thee, O Lord God, to come, reign in our hearts, O Lord. Abide in us, O God, we pray. We are waiting for your touch once more in our lives. Yes, O Lord.
Thank you.
We will rise up as eagles, O Lord God. We'll soar like eagles, O Lord, if you are with us. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful deeds. Thank you for your awesome love, O Lord. Thank you for your mighty works, O Lord. We praise you. How great you are, O God. How great you are.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works Thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rising thunder, Thy far blew up, the universe is great. My soul, my Savior, God, to me. How great Thou art! How great Thou art! Let's sing my song, my Savior, God, to me. How great Thou art! How great Thou to praise Him and worship Him, give Him glory and honor and give to Him what is due for Him. Amen. It's now to time to bring our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to the house of God. so that they'll be put in the house of God. And the Lord say, "Bless me, if I will not open some, I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out so much a blessing that we'll have no place to keep." And the Lord shall rebuke all devourer and pestilence, and all nations will know we are blessed by Him. Thank you, Lord, you are God of your promises, Lord, a God who will continue to help us, providing for us. Thank you from the depth of our heart for all the resources, the blessings that you bestow on us. Thank you for the windows of heaven that always open our lives and we can see it as we are bringing to us due for you, O God. And thank you, Lord, for rebuking all devourers with the different kinds, the fine, the penalties, the sicknesses, and whatever things unpleasant to you, you are taking it away from our lives, and you are rebuking different kind of devourers. And thank you, Lord, for that. And we pray, Lord, that you bless this amount of money, anoint it and multiply it, and use it, O God, to bring the gospel to your people who are away from you. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in His name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 7. Luke, chapter 7. The Lord is going to tell us something. I have somewhat to say unto thee. And let's read verse 36 to the end. Luke 7, verse 36 to the end. "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this that touches him, for she's a sinner. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee." And that's the message today. I have somewhat to say unto thee. This is one to tell us something today. And he says, "Master, say none. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed him 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more, will love him most?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave most." And he said unto him, "Thou hast rightly judged." And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I enter into thine house, thou give me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou have givest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved she loves much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the anointing, the blessing. Anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and statements and words to encourage your people, O God, to help them to realize your love to them and what you want to say to us, O God. Speak clearly, and here we are listening, O Lord, to be taught your ways and your command. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. That's all we ask. And we pray in this name. Amen and amen. Praise God. We learn today new lessons that God wants to teach us from his word. As we read, he entered this house of the Pharisees who invited him. And there was a sinner woman that was in that city. When she heard about Jesus, she came to him. You know, the story of this woman is almost the same story or similar, repeated in the four. It is mentioned somewhat in the four Gospels. And here Simon, who saw her, he thought something bad about her. But the Lord saw her heart, amen? God saw her heart, and from seeing her heart, the Lord will speak to us. I have somewhat to say unto thee. God today wants to teach us good things from his word. What we learn from what we read here. He was invited, as we have read in verse 36, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house. We are learning from this to invite the Lord in our lives. Amen. Invite Jesus in our homes. Hallelujah. Invite Jesus to come and live and to come into our lives. And also, we should be not only opening our houses, but our hearts and our lives unto him. And we should be willing to be taught and corrected with the word of God. Amen. When he entered the Pharisee's house, he corrected him. He taught him, and you know, we need to be corrected. We need to be taught the right things that God wants to speak to us and correct us. Simon, when he saw the woman, he thought bad about her. And, you know, Jesus wants us, he's seeing us wrong things. He wants us to be better in a certain things. What we learn, how to be better first, not to be self-righteous. The Pharisee was a self-righteous man. He thought that he is okay, he's fine. And that woman was the sinner. But he saw it in the wrong way. He did not see. Well, we need to understand that God will see what we do. The Lord saw the good thing that this woman did. He saw also her heart. You know, in the book of Matthew chapter 20 and verse 16, the Lord say, so the last shall be first, and the first shall last. For many have be called, but a few chosen. That woman was last, but become first. And the Pharisee was first, become last. It depends on how much you do for the Lord. Amen? That woman, she had repented, and she had come to God, and she did to him good things. But the Pharisees did not repent from his self-righteousness. And we learn from what Jesus did here. We learn not to look down on other people. Don't think that yourself are better than other people. In the book of Romans, and chapter 12, we learn that we should be humble, not to think high things, not to have pride, not to look down to other. Romans 12:16. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, not to be proud, but condescend to men of low state. Be willing to be with humble people, with low people. Be not wise in your own conceit. So here God wants us to be humble. To be humble, not to look down to other people, not to see ourselves better than other people. What else we learn from this woman and what she did? We learn that there's always an opportunity to repent from our sin and to do what is right and what God wants us to do. In the story that Jesus mentioned here about the moneylender there are two people had borrowed from him, and both of them were forgiven. So there is always opportunity for us to repent. It is a time for us to repent from our sin. And the woman, when she came to the Lord, she repented from her sin and she came to him, and the Lord forgiven her, and the Lord accepted her once again back to him. So we learn today. We learn today is to come to God, to repent from our sin, to renounce them, not to do them again. You know, certain time, listen to this, certain time, we think that adultery or stealing or murder are sins. Yes, they are sins. But as well as anger, laziness, gossip, telling lies, making problems to others, they are also sins. These are all sins. That woman had repented from her sin, but the Pharisees did not repent from his self-righteousness. So, today, the Lord wants us to repent and to come back to him. What we learn from the story, we read in Luke 7, the same story, in verse 44. When the Lord saw that Simon was judging that woman, and he saw that he did not recognize that she repented. And he did not see also, he was not able to see what that woman did. The Lord told him in verse 44, Luke 7:44, and he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? He showed him the good example. Seest thou this woman? Have you seen this woman? Have you seen what she did? And here, the Lord wants us to learn from the good example. Sometimes, God will tell us, see this brother, see this sister, see that man, what he did, see Abel, see Noah, see Abraham. God wants us to learn from the good example that the Lord is showing us, either in our lives or in the scriptures. So this is how the Lord is teaching us. And that, what he said to the Pharisees, that he's setting before us example, and we need to follow the example that the Lord is setting before us, and we learn from these examples. What we learn to love God as he loves us. God love us, amen. Jesus love us, he died for us. He gave his life to us. We receive salvation, he forgive our sins. He love us, and we learn now to love God. That woman loved God, she was forgiven because she loved much. That's what Jesus say. We learn to love God by coming to him, by repentance, by coming to him in tears, being at his feet, be willing to be teachable, be willing to be correctable, be willing to do his work, be willing to listen and do the things that he want us, that he want from us to do. That is what we learn. That is what we learn today, that we need to love him as he loves us in verse 47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. So she loved him much. So we learn to love much. As Jesus loved us much, forgive us our sin. We need also to love him also. What we learn more today, we learn today to leave our sin behind. No more to live in life of sin. God wants you to understand today that your sin that you are doing, now you need to leave it. No more to live in the sinful life, because that is how you repent, that's how you show your love to God, by forsaking your sins, leaving behind the sinful life, and coming back to the Lord and willing to live your life to him and willing to save him. What else we learn from this woman and what she did? She was, this woman was humble. She was humble and was willing to kiss his feet. You know, how she became humble? She became humble when she was willing to leave her old life. She was willing to accept the instruction of the Lord. She was at his feet, kissing his feet. You know, every time Jesus was speaking, she was listening and she was kissing the feet. You know, that is a sign of humility. You know, also when we are willing to offer the parts of our body, amen, when we are willing to offer the parts of our body to God, that is our humility and how we humble ourselves when we are willing to renew our mind, you know, and not to be follow the pattern of this world. In Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2, say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That woman, when she came to the Lord, now she offered her the parts of her body to the Lord. Amen. And also in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. She was willing to be transformed by the by renewing her mind with the word of God, with the word of Jesus in her life, that he may be proved that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. She was willing to live the new plan that the Lord had for her. That is how she saw herself humble to God, and she was willing to serve the Lord. One of the things that she saw humbleness when we start when she was willing to serve the Lord. How we know she was willing to serve the Lord? When she came to the Lord, she washed his feet. Where is that? What she did? And washing of the feet is a sign of humility, willing to serve others, willing to be humiliated, willing to go down, willing to humble down. in Luke chapter 7, verse 38, about it, and stood at his feet, not at his head. That is also another sign of humility, and stood at his feet behind him, not in front of him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears. The Pharisees was not willing to serve the Lord. Jesus told him, I come to your house, you don't give me even water to wash my feet. But this woman washed my feet with her tears. Washing the feet was used at that time, and the meaning of it that we practice it even till now. Washing the feet is willingness to humble down in order to be a servant of God. That is all sign, you know. When Simon he said that if that I mean in his mind she's a sinner, but Jesus he is telling him, you can see she is repenting, you can see her work, you can see how she had been changed now. She was willing to serve the Lord, but Simon was not willing to serve God. He's still having his pride and self-righteousness. In the book of John chapter 13, about washing of the feet, and we will read verse 14 to verse 17. John 13, 14 to 17. If you shall ask, sorry. John 13, verse 14 to 17. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you that servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. That woman, she started to wash Jesus' feet. She was willing to serve the Lord. She was willing to be his servant. The Pharisee was not yet willing to give his life to God. She came to him from the back, weeping and crying, repenting of her sin. The Pharisees did not do that. And you know, she offered her life to him. What she offered in Psalm 51, about what she offered to God, she repented. Psalm 51 and verse 17, we read that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. He came with contrite spirit and contrite heart. A broken spirit, she was repenting of her sin, and she was willing to serve the Lord, and she was kissing the feet of Jesus, washing it with her tears, wiping it with her hair, and kissing it with her lips, with her, she was kissing him, you know. Every time you obey the Lord, listen to me, every time you obey the Lord, you are kissing his feet. Every time you are proud and you are not humble and you are disobeying God, you are biting his feet. And she was willing to serve the Lord. She was happy to serve the Lord. You know, when we before we come to God, we are serving Satan. Amen? But when we come to the Lord, God wants us to serve him. God wants us to serve him. We must be happy to serve the Lord. How many of you want to serve the Lord today? God is calling you today to serve him. Hallelujah. God is calling you today to humble down. God is calling you today to leave your sin. God is calling you today to love Him as He loves you. God calling you today to be servant to Him. God called you today to be happy that He called you to serve Him. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, Paul say, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for He that counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Paul was happy that God called him to do the ministry. And God in the same way. God is calling you today, is calling each and everyone today to serve the Lord. Amen. Are you willing to serve the Lord? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we will serve you. We'll continue to do the work of yours. What we learn more from the life of this woman. That woman was willing to sacrifice. You know, one of the sacrifices that she did, this woman did when she wiped his feet with her hair, what is the value of that action? You know, she's a woman, right? And her hair is precious to her, yeah? She wash her hair, she shampoo her hair, she put a cream on her hair, yeah? But now she used the hair to wipe the feet of Jesus. Listen to me here. When we come to the Lord and willing to serve Him and live our life to Him, certain time, our life to God, we need to not to sleep. We need not to rest. Sometimes we need to eat less. Sometimes we need to walk under the sun and become dark skin. And sometimes we have to go under the cold and get sick because of the cold. She was willing to sacrifice her body for the sake of the Lord. She was willing to sacrifice her ointment for the sake of the Lord. She was not concerned about her personal beauty, but she gave it all to the Lord. Her hair, her ointment, her makeup, she gave all to the Lord. That is what we learn today. We be willing to sacrifice in serving the Lord. Certain time, we may get even affected or afflicted. Then we need to be willing to go through it. What we learn more from this woman? We learn to give more. This woman, giving material thing. I explain about spiritual things that she gave. Now I'll speak about what she gave materially and how much she gave. In Matthew chapter 26, the same story like Matthew chapter 26, and verse 7, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, very expensive ointment, and poured on his head as he sat at meat. So she gave him something very expensive, amen? She gave him something very precious, very, very expensive, precious ointment, and expensive. In the book of John, the same story also repeated. John chapter 12. Because we want to find out how much she gave him, this woman. How much materially she gave to the Lord. And that's what God's calling us today to give. To give to Him. John 12 verse 5. when she brought that precious ointment, why was, you know, one of them, Judas Iscariot, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? So how much the value of it? The value of it was 300 pence, 300 penny. That's the value of it. You know, at that time, at the time of Jesus, listen to this. At the time of Jesus, the laborer, he worked the whole day with one penny. The wages of the seller of the labor for one day, they will give him one penny. How we know that? If we go to Matthew chapter 20, Matthew chapter 20 and verse 2, Matthew chapter 20 verse 2, when the Lord was calling laborer into his into the vineyard, in that parable, it say, and when he had agreed with the laborer for a penny a day, he sent him into his vineyard. So here, clear now, one day work at that time was one penny. How much is the value of the ointment that she gave? 300 penny. How many weeks in there in the year? It's around 50 weeks. Every week there are 6 days work. One day is the Sabbath off. So six multiplied by 50, it will be 300 days. Every day one penny. So what she gives this woman? She gave 1 year income and salary. She gave it to the Lord. It's more than tithe, more than passive food. This woman had given so much material things to God. These are the beautiful things that Jesus, when he said, I have somewhat to say unto thee. God wants to teach us today beautiful things. What this woman did, this woman did something that is outstanding. That is outstanding, that is beyond what was expected from her, and Simon was not able to see that. And that's why he told him, I have somewhat to say unto thee, you know, in Matthew, the same is still in Matthew 26. And verse 7 to 13, the same story, it is repeated by we will read it, verse 7 to verse 13. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured on his feet as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sought for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why troubleth ye the woman? God does, here Jesus rebuked them. He does not want her to be troubled. He defended her. He protected her from them. For she hath wrought a good work upon me. That woman had done a good work upon the Lord. And that's what God wants us to do today. God wants us to do a good work for him. Listen more, not only good work, for ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always, for in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial, so that there is a purpose of doing it. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman had done, be taught for a memorial of her. What she did, it will be remembered in memorial for her. That's what God wants us today to do, that we need to do outstanding many beautiful things unto the Lord, that whenever the gospel will be preached, what we have done will be remembered on our name. We need to do good things to God that will be recommended by the Lord Himself, will be commanded by God Himself, that we'll be set a good example to others to follow the Lord. That's what the woman did. And that's even today we are preaching about us, and we are calling on ourselves and on the church and the people of God to do a good things unto the Lord, as this woman did. In Mark, let's go to book of Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14 and the same story of the woman is repeated there. Mark chapter 14 from verse 3. Mark 14 verse 3. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, the same house, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. The word spikenard, it means pure. It means something, you know, pure, not mixed. It is something authenticated. It is something that is not duplicate. Convinced, and something that is, there is no cheating in it. And that's what God wants us today. Amen. God wants us to have a clean and a pure heart and motive in serving Him. That is what is the meaning here. She brought something you cannot find in it something wrong. And that is what kind of service and ministry and lifestyle that God wants us to live for Him. That we learn from this woman. Lord, teach us more of your way and your command. In the book of John and chapter 12, the same story repeated. And that's here the Mary, the sister of Lazarus, was the one who brought the ointment to him. After he raised her brother from the dead. Hallelujah. Do Jesus deserve that he would save him in such a purpose? Yes. He gave his life for us. He died for us. And God, Jesus, wants us to do the same for him. Lord, continue to teach us your ways, O God. John chapter 12 and verses 3 to 8. Then took Mary a pound of ointment. Pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then says one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's sons, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept it. There is a purpose. He did not do it like this. There was a purpose. That ointment was set aside to anoint Jesus' body against his burial. So we need to do purposeful things to the Lord. The woman who came, and we explain the scripture, the Holy Spirit help us today to understand what she did in a more clear way. It is a challenge for us. It is a good example for us, good example for me to follow. And I believe, church, that we need to set such example for us today, because it's a challenge from God. God is challenging us to do outstanding and good things today to Him. And Lord, I commit myself, O Lord, to do an outstanding thing for You. What we learn from the life of this woman and what she did, you know, the Lord sent her with a blessing. If we do as this woman did, we will receive the blessing that the Lord blessed her with. We read Luke chapter 7 and verse 48, and He said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Assure some forgiveness. We will receive the assurance of forgiveness because Jesus is God, and He can forgive our sin if we repent, if we humble down, if we become renouncing our sin, if we become teachable, if we are willing to do as that woman did, the Lord will lead us, to continue to lead us, O Lord, and as we repent, He will give us assurance of forgiveness. What else? In verse 50, and He said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee. He will give us assurance of salvation. And He told her, go in peace, and you will have peace in our life. Are you willing now to serve the Lord? Let us examine ourselves now. Let us commit our life unto Him. Are you willing to be transformed? Are you willing to give the precious things to God? Are you willing to give your heart to the Lord? Are you willing to serve the Lord? The Lord is calling us today to serve Him, calling us today to do outstanding things, that whenever the gospel will be preached, we'll be mentioned on the remembrance of the thing that we have, great thing that we have done unto the Lord. Let us stand in His presence. Let us give our life unto Him. Let's come to the Lord. Come to the Lord in repentance. Come, church. Let's come to the Lord. Let us repent, you who are here, and the other brethren, other congregations, the families, the individual members, those of you. God is calling us. Yes, Lord. We commit our life unto You, O God. Come to God, give your life to Him, to serve Him. Lord, call unto God. Give your life fully unto Him. Jesus, thank You for Your word to us. Thank You, O God. We are longing to You, Lord. Come and abide in us in the name of Jesus. Give us strength. We are willing, Lord. I am willing. Tell Him, Lord, I am willing to serve You, O God. I am willing to be at Your feet, listening to Your voice, obeying Your commands and instruction, kissing Your feet, willing to offer the bars of my body. I am thankful that you called me to serve You and You placed me in the ministry, Lord. A broken heart and contrite spirit, Lord. Contrite heart and a broken spirit. Don't despise, O God. Lord, come. I need You in my life, O God. Take over, O Lord, as You took over in the life of that woman who came to You. I repent, Lord, today from my sin, from my trespasses, from my old wrongdoings, O God. Here I am waiting, O God. Abide in me, Lord. Come and breathe in me, O God, Your Holy Spirit, Your word, Your good plan, take over in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Spread it. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.